Good morning, Christ Center. It's Friday, October 3rd, and we are in the third week of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 6, 53 through chapter 7, verse 23. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
This is Mark chapter 6, starting with verse 53. When they had crossed over, they came to the shore of Gennesaret and anchored there. As they got out of the boat, people immediately recognized him. They hurried throughout the region and began to carry the sick on mats wherever they heard he was. Wherever he went, into villages, towns, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him he might touch just the end of his robe. And everyone who touched him was healed. And the Pharisees, some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around him. They observed that some of the disciples were eating bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. But the Pharisees and all the Jews did not eat unless they gave their hands a ceremonial washing, keeping the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they did not eat unless they washed. And there were other customs they had received and kept, like the washing of cups and pitchers and kettles and dining couches. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating the bread with ceremonially unclean hands?" He answered them, "Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands.' Abandoning the commanding of God, they'd hold on to human tradition." He also said to them, "You have a fine way of invalidating God's command in order to set up your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother, and whoever speaks evil of father and mother must be put to death.' But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might receive from me is Corban,'" that is, offering devoted to God. "You no longer let them do anything for his father and mother. You nullify the word of God by your tradition that you've handed down, and you do many other similar things." Summoning the crowd, he said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a person from the outside can defile him, but the things that come out of the person are what defile him." When he went to the house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about this parable. He said to them, "Are you also lacking understanding? Don't you realize that nothing going into a person from the outside can defile him? For it doesn't go into his heart, but to the stomach, and is eliminated. Thus, he declared all foods clean." And he said, "What comes out of a person that defiles him? From within, out of a person's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, evil actions, deceit, self-indulgence, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile a person."
Thank you, Doug Easterday, for reading the longest portion of scripture we've had thus far in our devotional series here. And we're also here with Carly, so we have a father-daughter situation. We're going to start with Carly.
Oh, I was just going to say, "Dad, whatever benefit you might have received from me is Corbin." Let's carry on.
Well done. Well done. What we just read, we have this scene in Gennesaret, where Jesus is going into the villages, towns, and country. People are so desperate to see him. They lay their sick in the marketplace. They beg Jesus that they might just touch the end of his robe. And everyone who touched it was healed.
Yeah, but he did it. Like, yeah. it was crazy town, but people were healed.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, "No, I'm too busy for you."
No, I know. It's incredible. And it makes me wonder, Carly, weren't you with us when we talked about the woman with the issue of blood?
Yeah.
And what happened there?
the same thing. There was a crowd of people. Right. Everybody wanted to touch him, and people were touching him with faith and being healed.
Well, I it makes me wonder if it's like, man, this woman, all she had to do was touch the hem of his garment. Can you imagine that? Maybe we can do the same.
Yeah.
And he was actually doing it. Everyone who touched Jesus' robe was healed. This is an amazing scene. All these people coming out to see him and beautiful things happening.
Yeah. And I can imagine, like, kids on the side of the shore, they're just hanging out, eating their fish, whatever, and they see Jesus. And can you just imagine, like, hundreds of kids running through, like, oh, tell everybody. Like,
yeah.
It was like the first viral video. Like,
yes.
He's here.
But in the middle of this scene, like, immediately the next thing we have is a contingent of Pharisees and scribes who have come from Jerusalem to check out. They want to find out, okay, I got to check in on Jesus of Nazareth. What, are they excited about this, Doug? Are they excited about it at all?
They said, you don't keep our tradition. And that was more important to them than someone getting healed.
And the traditions we're talking about are like washing your hands. Like, Mark has to give us this little aside. This is like for us, his Gentile readers. His Jewish readers already understood the Pharisees don't eat, you know, unless they're given their hands a ceremonial washing. You got the traditions of the elders. So Mark is giving us an aside of like, oh, this is what they thought. And they're upset that people aren't giving their hands a ceremonial washing and completely bypassing the fact that all of these people are having incredible, miraculous healings.
Doesn't it look like they were just looking for something to be mad about?
Yes.
That's the vibe, right? Oh, we're mad. What can we be mad about? They didn't wash their hands. Canceled. We're done with you. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very true. What else do you see, Doug?
And the exposing of the heart is what are you most concerned about?
Yeah.
It just screams traditions when they become more important than what's in your heart.
Yeah.
We have trouble.
Yeah. I was suddenly remembering this story. I can't remember who told it to me. It might have been Jeff Starr. Was talking about it being in like a small group one time and someone who had just met Jesus and they're in a prayer time and this person starts praying, the Lord, you're just so, he says, you're so effing awesome is what he said. Is that okay to say on this podcast? And that's what he said. And he was so excited, you know? And like, I think in that moment you have, it'd be very easy to step in and go, whoa, you know, like somehow let offense come in rather than go, look what's going on in this guy's heart. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful thing that's happening. Can we work on some things? Yeah. But who cares about that? Look what's going on in his heart. And I think in all of our traditions and cultures, we might have little things that make us bristle or like offend us, like Carly says. And Jesus says, dude, look at the heart.
I gave a guy a ride in Uber one time that he was having a real hard time. So I asked if I could pray for them and he agreed. And so I did. And then he prayed the most profanity-laced prayer in the history of mankind. And I was, you know, a little bit taken back, but I'm thinking, I don't think God cared.
No.
Because he was just pouring out his heart to the Lord. And that was heart exposing. And I think this is what it is for us, is where is our heart?
Yeah. Absolutely. Where is our heart? It could be so easy to latch onto those things that we think need to be fixed and miss what God's actually doing.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to miss what God's actually doing.
Yeah.
Great passage. Carly, can you pray a blessing over us this morning?
Yeah. Lord, thank you that you see our hearts and that there's grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that we don't have to live only according to tradition. Ask God that you would bless us today as we are maybe unclean, that you would see our hearts and purify us in our hearts so that what comes out is clean and honoring to you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.